Hi everyone, I'm here with my mate Mark Steele from Gateshead, England. Give us a second and let's start. So, hi Mark, how you doing, mate?
I'm all right. Well, we've got lots of updates.
I know.
Most important thing, I filed papers against the local council, Gateshead, the other day. Well, it's over a month and a half ago, and they've put no defence in. So I'm now applying to the courts for judgment against them. We'd already threatened legal action against Gateshead Council and was the reason why they removed the illegal 5G network, because obviously they didn't have a leg to stand on.
What do you mean they removed
all the small 868 antenna network? Was removed from the street furniture.
Yeah, but they can be easily put back.
They can very easily, yeah. Well, what they've done, they've replaced them with a very suspect looking light sensor. But it's quite high. You don't need a light sensor to be that big. They can be that big.
Yeah.
You don't need to be that big. So what I think what their proposal is, they've put these large light sensors in, and then they could come back, because it's basically just a NEMA plug, and they can just plug and play. They can, you know, they could put tens of thousands in on just one night. And there's only 30-odd thousand across the whole of Gateshead.
Sure.
So they could change them in a heartbeat and put them back to a target acquiring weapon system, which would fit in that size, and you wouldn't notice. But I mean, obviously, we'll notice because we'll be keeping my eyes open. But that was the reason. So anyway, they removed that. Now what I did, I filed court papers against them about, it's got to be six weeks ago now. We've had no defence filed. Obviously, they've got a very poor defence, if any at all. And obviously, I can show that this is part of a... you know, these are toxic LEDs. They're biologically toxic, part of a program called Soft Kill that will kill all pollinators, blind most of the population. Obviously, one of the reasons why I wear protective eyewear at all times. So let's see how that one pans out. So the you know, we're raising on the crowd justice, because obviously this is going to get interesting. The more resources we can raise, I mean, I'd have them in court every week. You know, there's a lot of illegal actions going on in the minute in the UK, as there is in Israel. You know, there's lots of legal actions being threatened and, you know, actions taken. However, resources are key. You know, the law, it's like the Ritz. You're going to get in there, but, you know, can you buy the coffee? Can you actually afford the, you know, the process? And that's the thing. It's very expensive. Seems to get legal aid in the United Kingdom. So it shows that they've been planning this attack on the people for quite a number of years, and one of the reasons why they took down legal aid to stop people getting redress. Obviously, fortunately, we've raised a little bit of money, but obviously we'll probably need a lot more so we can prosecute these cases right through the High Court. Because the problem that we have, we've got government agencies and actors in government who are basically domestic terrorists. They're planning a mass genocide. It's all part of this great reset, where they can take your cash, take your money, take your soul. They don't just want to murder you. Satan wants your soul. The cult wants your soul. And obviously, if you're tacitly agreeing, you take that vaccine. I mean, what I cannot understand is any of the religious leaders who are basically encouraging anybody to get that biological chemical weapon, because that would be contrary to God's word. You know, I mean, these are biological chemical weapons, not vaccines. You know, these glasses are more of a vaccine than what they're sticking in your arm. You know, it's a totally different technology. So there we are. You know, the deployed illegal technologies right across, you know, our cityscapes, all through corruption, greed, stupidity, ignorance, 5G network to kill, LED streetlights to cause cancers, kill off pollinators, all part of the secret UN Resilient Cities agenda, smart city agenda, zero carbon by 2030. Well, we're carbon. So they're basically telling you they want rid. They've had enough. What actually happened? They've getting themselves into that much debt. They need to balance the debt. And obviously, we all have these very large trust funds that the government's already accessed on the back of your birth certificate number. You're trading internationally across the different stock markets. And what they want to try and do is they want to quicken, hasten your demise so they can cash that, cash your death certificate in and recover part of your, you know, this trust fund, this rather large trust fund that you've been amassing over the last few years. They're just drawn down on it. They draw down on it straight away because it's skint. You see, while putting people in positions of power are corrupt, they steal money, the fraudsters can't be trusted, and they cannot run a business. They can never mind run a country. These couldn't run a sweet shop. You know, couldn't run a sweet shop, so that they're trying their best to run these countries, and basically they haven't got a Scooby when it comes down to it.
Cheers, Adam. You know, well, now I have to consider what I say because Adam is around. So I don't want to say a few things, but basically, then off he goes. Basically, you know, if you put aside for a second 5G and this kill grid, what we see now, I mean, yes, we can say we told you so, but what we see now is stuff that we've been saying for a few years now is actually happening. And if I take what's his name, Deagle details on his website, basically it's on. I mean, the kill program is on, and they're using chemtrails, they're using these injections, they're using 5G, 4G, 3G, they're using fluoride, they're using genetically modified stuff, they're using everything they can and everything they prepared in recent decades in order to basically create an onslaught on humanity. And most people, surprisingly, still don't see it, still don't get it. And it seems like Alex Jones said the other day that actually the conspiracy theorists, you know, of recent years, they actually say more truth than the MSM, than the mainstream media. And it seems like the power of truth and speaking the truth, the center of speaking the truth has shifted in a way in the population eyes, because it was never with the MSM, but it's like shifted to us, to the alternative media, to the alternative platforms, and those who still keep, like I do. And just to say, Mark, has you have a channel now on my website. I mean, it's a live.ahava528 .com/ Mark Steel channel. And we actually say more truth than the MSM. The majority of the population still, they like the MSM, but I think something is shifting and people do wake up. What does it look like from your angle? I mean, from the UK, because I see some updates also from the UK and other European countries. It looks better than a year ago, if you know what I mean. I mean, people do wake up, they go out to the streets and they claim their power back because it's been taken in the last year. Quite a lot of it has been taken. What does it look like from your angle, from the UK?
Well, I think what happens, there's a lot more people. Anybody that does the smallest amount of research, you'll see that the whole thing that the government's coming out with is a crock, total crock. And, you know, the data is not correct. I mean, the Boris Johnson just last week, they're talking about these lateral flow tests that you've got to take twice a week. And it's really important because we've got to get on top of this coronavirus, basically the common cold. So we've got to get on top of the common cold, which these lot couldn't catch cold, never mind, you know, get on top of it. The lateral flow test, there's been a report done. It's less than 2% correct. Less than 2%. Now, these are going to be, they need to be posted at 30 or 40 pound each. You do two a week. So you've got a population of 66 million in the UK. Times, say, you know, 60 or 70 pound thereabouts to go back to China. That's where they come from.
Yeah.
These politicians cannot add up. Or they cannot add up. Or they're that greedy, that self-serving. They're in the middle of these contracts. I mean, they went across there and they made the contract in hotel rooms. Probably, you know, had a few children thrown in just for good measure, because that's the type of perverts we're talking about. And the they're going to try and take billions of pounds out of the UK taxpayers. They're already in billions of debt, trillions of debt. Now, I wouldn't pay any of that debt off. I'm not going to pay any of that debt, because when we get ourselves in position, that's going to be reparations for the asymmetrical war that these criminals have gotten us into. So there's nothing getting paid back. In fact, I want money off them. I know there's a few of them live in some lovely, nice, big estates down in the home counties, some nice big castles kicking around, some lovely castles. And I fancy one or two of them. I'll need a couple, because obviously I'm going to have regional people who... Regional communities who are going to start corona-free zones. Yeah. We're going to start protecting ourselves from this bullshit, because it's just total bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, the PCR test was false. The lateral flow test, but the good thing about the lateral flow test, actually seeing it in the mainstream media, and our numbers are growing significantly due to the fact people are going in and getting these vaccines. They're either seriously ill, hospitalized, or getting the vaccine and dying. So there's been several now in the United Kingdom, people in their 20s, 30s, young 40-year-olds, fit and healthy, getting a vaccine and dying. Their families want answers. In Italy, there's two cases where the police have opened up a criminal investigation. So the police will be looking to think there's something wrong with the vaccine, this AstraZeneca vaccine. I can tell you, it was a biological chemical weapon. It's not supposed to kill you straight away. Supposed to kill you when the next pathogen hits, because it's pathogenic primer, takes down your immune system. Unfortunately for the cult had a bit of a panic, because they cannot hide the bodies. We said this about 5G, they cannot hide the bodies. Is the kill more? The virus is just a cover for the 5G kill. So they cannot hide the bodies, but they plan to get these contaminated vaccines into people so they can reduce the radiation required for the kill. Well, it's all falling to pieces, isn't it? Because anybody who's stupid enough to get it and then are dying probably within 2 or 3 hours or 12 hours, a lot of younger people suffering these strokes in the brain, this thrombosis. And obviously, we've got all the evidence. And they're hiding the actual evidence. There's two people, one in Lanchester, young man, working in a hospital in his 20s, trainee, pharmacy or whatever. He took the vaccine last week and dead. I spoke to a lady in Newcastle. So that's not far apart. Another family in Newcastle. Sons went to one of these walk-in centres, been given the vaccine, went to him, collapsed in the home, had another stroke. So these vaccines are basically killing far too early. So the cult, in a panic, you know, it's a bit like the Grenfell Tower fire. You know, that all fell to bits. You see, the plan for Grenfell was to clad the whole cityscape of London with this aluminium cladding with an expanded polystyrene liner. And that works in conjunction with the sub-gigahertz smart meter radiation, which increases the temperature of the expanded polystyrene starts to gas off. But we saw what happened at that smart meter fire. They didn't like that when I came out with that one. That caused a bit of a furore. They didn't like the fact that they burned Grenfell down using smart meters, you know. Didn't like that one at all. But that's just the way it is. However, they had to start removing the cladding. So the burnout, the like Dresden-type bombing that they were going to cause in these cities, kind of burned them to the ground now, because I haven't got the cladding on. can't cause this firestorm because they removed the cladding. So now it's the vaccine. When they switched to 5G pop on South Korea in April 2019, they burn out the electrical grid. So they know they've got to keep the power down, otherwise they'll burn the grid out.
Yeah.
And 5G needs the grid. So consequently, you've now got contaminated vaccine with tungsten in particular, large amounts of tungsten nanoparticles. Once I get them inside you, the magnetic flux field vibrates those tungsten particles and I'll eviscerate your cells. That's it. So that was that dastardly, that is their dastardly plan. And unfortunately, they've caught millions.
This goes quite well with some other doctors and other experts who are saying, like Thomas Kwan and some others, who are speaking similar truth, i.e. the stuff in the injections with the 5G, which obviously it's not just millimeter wave, but it's millimeter wave as well, together we have a perfect kill that you can't really pinpoint the reason, the cause. I mean, and this, again, it plays into their hands because they want to hide the actual cause of that and to just register it as COVID-19 and their bullshit agenda, pandemic. So basically, I just tell the audience what you are saying actually correlates, and you've been saying it for some time now, and obviously before the injections, but speaking about 5G and the fact that it's a kill grid. Now, even those who don't get killed from 5G or 4G or 3G, it's still a digital prison, an open space prison that can be handled by the smart city 5G Internet of Things or Internet of Bodies, which is actually what is being created. So even if you are not being killed because you are strong enough to handle the radiation, let's say, you can be easily manipulated and controlled by this radiation and by the qualities that this radiation can manifest. I mean, obviously with the operator behind the joystick or behind the operating system. So people need to know that this has been planned for decades. It's been, they run tests for many, many years on soldiers and on civilians. And now, again, I'm also, we in this bullshit agenda, COVID-19, for 1 year and a bit now, but since 92, there's the Agenda 21, which obviously goes hand in hand with what we are seeing now and the Green Revolution and all this bullshit story. And most people cannot really connect the dots between, you know, they cannot differentiate between the cause and the effect. They don't understand what's going on. They have no clue what the fuck is going on in reality. And again, I'm bringing back the, in a way, I'm trying to bring back the discussion not to 5G and not to the injections, but to us. I mean, because we the people, we determine what will happen. And for that to happen, we need to wake up and we need to say no. We need to not comply with their agenda. I give you a great example. Beginning from, I think within a week or 2 weeks, maybe beginning of May, so it's something like 2 weeks from now, they are planning to experiment vaccinations, so they called, but the injections on kids in Israel up to the age of 16. Now, most people don't know that the last May 2020, the law for consent for teenagers and for children has been changed. Now a child or a teenager can just say, yes, I agree. He does not have to write anything on paper because maybe he doesn't know how to write, but he can just say, I agree, and he can be injected without parents' consent. So they changed this in May 2020 in order to fit to their evil agenda to start the experimentation with these injections in this May, i.e. 1 year later. You know, 1 year after they changed the law. So what we are seeing now is, again, they are pushing their agenda, and in Israel, but it's very similar to the UK. I mean, I watch closely what's happening in the UK, and for those who don't know, there's many people get injections in the UK, many more than in Israel. I mean, percentage-wise, Israel is leading the way, but amount-wise, I mean, there's what, 20 million, like a third of the population in the UK, roughly, got some sort of injection, at least one. Whether it's AstraZeneca, whether it's Pfizer, doesn't matter now because it's all bad. And what I'm saying is that they push their agenda and they will do it more and more unless we stop them. And the question is, Mark, how do we fucking stop these bastards?
Well, knowledge is key. Knowledge and numbers. Knowledge and numbers, and they're coming. The more people are harmed, the more people are killed, the more people are going to start to resist and realize it's the vaccination that's causing all the problems. They can just come out with as much bullshit as they want. People are getting sick. Mm. You know, they're going along with the agenda, but they're starting to grow, and the numbers are growing. There was about 120,000 on the streets of London last month. We're expecting on the 24th, I think you probably get close to 500,000 because a lot more people going. Everybody I've spoke to, and not everybody. There's people sitting on the sidelines who are very, very handy people who are just sitting on the sidelines watching what's going on. Exactly. They want to get involved because of the type of people that do things without actually wanting to put their face on something. So, you know, what I cannot understand is the military or the police, they've got to remember that once 5G is fully integrated, they're not needed. The whole globalization thing, once the globalization plan's actually done, sealed, and delivered, you don't need any military because you're not going to have another fight. There's going to be no more fight, no more defense contracts. Nobody's going to make any money in the defense world. Military all surplus to requirements, so they're going to have to get a vaccine. They're going to have to shuffle off their mortal coil.
I want to show you something, Mark, from this morning, and then I want you to... relate, go back to what you said in the video that you were with the yellow shirt. you spoke about nationality and civilian and army that are basically nationally related, I mean, to a nation and to a state and a country. And now it's not going to be relevant anymore because of the globalist agenda. But I want you to see something. 1 second. This is from, what's his name, Chris from Canada. Let's watch him. 1 second.
Huge news. Plus Jim Mississauga, the final lockdown, and they had people sleeping overnight to make sure the police wouldn't be able to change the laws. Today they sent the police, led by a sergeant, to close them down. And the sergeant said, "The pandemic is a lie, and I stand with Chris Sky." Everybody get down to Mississauga, Huff's Gym, and support the people and support the police that are now supporting us. Thank you.
So this is Chris from Canada, and that's good news. I mean, to tell us about the sergeant who is actually, he knows that the pandemic is a scam and he's standing with the people. So can you relate to that? In terms of what you're saying in your recent video about nationality and the civilian and the army and the police force, why they won't be needed. I mean, even without the 5G, I mean, just the injections, because I know that many police force in Israel have got placebo shots because they still need them. Maybe the second dose will be little, maybe the third one, maybe the fourth one, I don't know, but at least the rumors, it's not something I can verify really, but the rumors are that a lot of the police force has got placebo because they still need them. And probably it's true also for the army force. So can you just enlighten us on that?
Right, well, the important thing, in globalization, there's no nation states. Now, the only reason you need to stand an army, right, is if you've got a potential conflict with another nation state. You ain't got any conflict with our nation states, you don't need an army. They're already planning that. So, and then if you actually have to have a tear up, so let's say, you know, you're dragged into one of these wars, the military deploy, but the backbone of the military is the civilian support. So during the Second World War, it was the British civilian population that built all the planes, the bullets, the bombs, and supported and supplied and filled the supply to the military, because without them, it doesn't work. So you see, this is the world point. They need to get rid of the nation state, because obviously, you know, you get in politics and then somebody has a little bit of a fallout. The next minute, there's war. There's, I mean, some stuff going on in Ukraine at the minute. While that happens, governments have to protect their populations because they need them in cases of terror, because they don't want to lose their assets. The people at the top definitely don't want to lose theirs. And in a war, all bets are off. They can lose everything. Yeah. So this is the reason why, once they get this globalization fully implemented, you won't need a standing army. You won't need any defense capability. And you most certainly don't need the police, because the 5G network, it can scan, hear, it can listen, it can scan, verify, and it can shoot. So fully automated systems, fully AI systems could be brought into place where they can hear everything you're saying. So what do you need the police for? Well, if you think they're going to have people with uniforms on walking around who potentially could be a threat to the cult, got no chance. You've got no chance. And, you know, it's just lack of knowledge with these people, right? And that ignorance, which is that basically they are the architect of that one demise. You know, these coppers who are stopping people from demonstrating and going along with a fake narrative, they do need to start standing up. I mean, the good thing is in the UK, a lot of nurses starting to come out.
Yeah.
The whole thing was a hoax.
Yeah.
Obviously, you see then a panic, because they're going to get that job. They're going to mandate to give them the job because that's surplus to requirements. I mean, they're committing genocide. They don't need nurses. They don't need hospitals. They're already killing loads of people, not getting cancer treatments, et cetera, et cetera. So don't need them. Don't need anybody. Consequently, it's all over. So they get the job, they die. The coppers get the job, they die. God, remember, you know, a lot of coppers are married to nurses, and vice versa.
Where do you get that from? I mean, what?
Well, it's because like uniforms, the uniform wearers. There's loads of coppers used to hang about hospitals, you know, casualties where people go in and get punched in the face, and they're hanging about, tapping the nurses up. There's loads of nurses going up with coppers. So, you know, there's like a link there, right? So those coppers aren't going to be happy. They're going to try and force your wife to die. They're going to kill her. Because they want a cash, they want a trust fund, they want you in debt, they want you in debt so you can't pay a mortgage, so you've got to get the vaccine, then you die. Because we've got them always. We've got them all jumping, singing, and dancing. And the only way to stop this, stand up and stop it. Because sitting back and doing as you're told, like a schoolboy, right? Believe us, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're only going to die, you're going to take your soul. You get that vaccine, soul's gone. The only people that are going to survive this are those that have the protection of God Almighty. They're the good people. They're the ones that are doing the right thing. All the people that are standing up the day, speaking out, doing the right thing. It's never too late but ask for forgiveness, redemption, so you can be redeemed. It's always time for it. You know, there'll be a lot who come late to the party who will... I'm pretty sure, not that I can speak for God Almighty, but I'm pretty sure that if you come in, you know, justice, because he is looking for justice, by the way, for the criminal enterprise that's been going on for thousands and thousands of years, the child abuse, etc., these satanic cults across the world, he's coming for justice. And believe us, it's your chance now to survive it. Oh, you know, we've got free will. And if you don't want to, that's why I was laughing. You know, I get a load of Satanists and child molesters and sex offenders who troll me all the time. It's really interesting. It's probably because they have some affinity with Satan. And he knows, obviously speaking through them, trying to stop us speaking. But they can't stop me because I work for the big fella. Right? Can't stop us. Can't stop me speaking out on behalf of God Almighty. And that's where I get my sovereignty from. That's where I get my power from him. So it's up to everybody to get, you know, active and basically start doing something. That's how we stop this. We stop this in its tracks, but people have to stand up. I mean, I had a nurse contact me today. She said, I'm terrified. I'll lose my job. I speak out. It's horrendous what's going on. They're committing this genocide. I said, well, if you don't speak out, you don't stand up, you've got nothing to lose. If you don't stand up and speak out, what's going to happen? You're not going to survive what's coming. You're just not going to survive it. Because, you know, there's no way you're going to survive what's going on. So what you got to lose? You've got nothing to lose. But your life, your soul, I mean, your life, your soul, your job. I mean, and these people are worried about paying their mortgage. They're going to wrench on the mortgage. They're going to force you to take that vaccine, come hell or high water. And you take that vaccine, you've just tacitly agreed to die and lose your soul and switch off whenever. So that's really important that people, you know, understand what's really going on.
Yeah, I want to add to that because I see the same happens in Israel, that those who already start to suspect that reality is different than what they are being told on the MSM, they still too scared to speak up. They too scared to say the truth, to speak about it with their families and friends. And when they ask me something, I tell them, listen, you have to speak out, because they think they are earning time, you know, gaining time by waiting. They wait to see what happened next. And I tell them, the more you wait, the more you lose, because they think the more they wait, they gain time, you know, they earn time. And I'm like, no, the more you wait and you comply with the agenda, you lose time, you lose money, you lose your life force. And they cannot grasp it because they are just in the beginning of the rabbit hole, you know. They didn't go deep enough.
They haven't tried yet. They're taking them down one step at a time.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen? They're going to make them totally important. I was talking to a guy the other day. He's had his nightclub shut, pub shut. Yeah. He's actually had to borrow up with 4 or 5 million quid to keep the whole thing going. He's now eating into his wealth, his own personal wealth. He's having to eat into it to support this hoax. And you see, they're going along with it. They're doing the hand washing. They're doing as they're told. I mean, absolutely crazy. And that all they're doing is putting themselves into a vice grip.
Exactly.
Every day goes by, and well, you see the mistakes that the cult are making. We need to capitalize on them and grow the numbers, grow the knowledge, and grow the numbers. I mean, it's a bit late for a lot of people who've been vaccinated. I haven't got the knowledge, unfortunately. We cannot save them all, as I've always said. We can only save a few. But I think if we can save enough, we can get this stopped in a heartbeat. You know, if I can turn 10 or 15 million people, right, and we'll lose probably 10 or 15 million in the back end of this year. So let's say they kill off, you know, maybe 5 million, 10 million. As long as we've got a good 10 or 15 million people at hand, then we're going to be able to turn them over. The cult's a very, very small number, a very powerful, wealthy people. But Satanists, who basically want you dead, they want your cash, they want your trust fund, they want your money, they're going to get you into debt, they're going to fix that debt, but you have to take that vaccine. And that's it, it's all over.
I'm just thinking, Mark, you know, those who do not comply, I mean, obviously our numbers are growing. But at the same time, the pressure has been put more and more on us and those who comply, obviously. And in order for us, because I see how they are in rush. I mean, the cult, the globalists, it's like they didn't plan it thoroughly enough. You know, it's like they had to rush things. At least that's the feeling.
Satan's time's over. So that's in the prophecy. You can't stop what's been written. You're not going to stop the prophecy. They're going to try to. They're going to fail. It's all written. You know, they cannot stop it. What's happening is happening. And that's why it had to be as outrageous. Their murderous genocidal agenda had to be as bad to get people to stand up and start to resist. And that's what we're starting to see.
Right.
So I think I'll be.
Yeah, I can hear them. Yeah, sure. That's actually, it's better to spend time with them than with me. But thank you very much for this half an hour, Mark. Yeah, thanks a lot. God bless.
God bless. Speed you soon.
Take care. Bye bye.